At the very end of last week's parsha, something changed. God gave Abraham a mitzvah, a commandment, and that commandment was to perform circumcision. Together with that commandment, there was something new. A brit, in this sense, a covenant, was formed between the two of them. And there's one other thing. His name was changed. Previously, he was known as Abraham, Avram. Now he became Avraham. You know, in today's world, when somebody converts to Judaism, if it's a male, they have a brit milah. They become a part of the covenant. They accept the mitzvot. They accept the commandments. And they change their name because they become someone new. The question is that becoming someone new, how does this change Avram? Is he the same person or is he a different person? And obviously something had to have changed. Otherwise, the commandment doesn't seem to make that much sense. Something's different. We could say it's the relationship with God, but maybe it's more than that. Now he's called Avraham Av Hamon Goyim, father of many nations. But ironically, he's the father of many nations at the same time when he's about to become the father of his own nation. Now as Avraham, he will have a son, Yitzchak. Later on in this week's parsha, by the Akedah, by the binding, when God says to Avram, take your son, your only son, the son that you love. Hold it a second. He's got another son. And presumably he loves him. But no. The other son was fathered by Avram. This son was fathered by Avraham. The other son was fathered before this commandment. This son was fathered afterward. Things have changed. Now there's a new nation. This nation of Avram is going to flow through Yitzchak. But things are different. It could be that now Avram, as, I don't know what to call him, a Jew, with his brit milah, with his circumcision, could be now the relationship with God has changed. Now there's exclusivity in the relationship in the sense that now there will be his own people. But ironically, Avram now argues for the people of Sdom. But I think that there is something over here that we need to pay attention to. Sdom is a wicked people. Previously, they were referred to as wicked. Now God shares with Avram this information that Sdom is going to be destroyed. And Avram argues, and he pleads, he negotiates. And in the end, these negotiations don't exactly work. And they might even have had the opposite effect. Let me explain what I mean. The people of Sdom did not care about others. They only cared about themselves. The very fact that Avram is arguing for them is actually a condemnation against them. And I hope that point is well taken. It's Avram who welcomes guests in, who condemns by his actions, not by his words, who condemns by his actions the people of Sdom, who find hospitality as a sign of weakness, and they find it despicable. So the behavior of Avram welcoming in the guests condemns Sdom. Avram arguing for God not to destroy, arguing for kindness, arguing that God should forgive them, condemns Sdom. Which means the role of Avram, this new Avram, this Avram who is this father of many nations, is not a simple one. His behavior needs to be elevated. The people that he will teach, the children he will teach, and that's why God chooses him. That's what God says right before we're told about Sdom. God says it's because Avraham will teach his children. So what happens when you have a people who won't teach their children? Which means the destruction of Sdom is wrapped up in the selection of Avraham, and it's the selection of Avraham which makes Sdom not just expendable, but guilty. It is the kindness of Avraham which condemns Sdom, and it is the arguing of Avram from compassion condemns a people that know no compassion at all.